This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. USA Radio Network. Big news of the day is actually climate, because there's another potential hurricane bearing down on New Orleans. That is the biggest news of the day. Storm could become the first hurricane of the season. They're already shutting down energy operations. Could be massive rain. Could breach the levees. It's New Orleans hurricane time again. People are talking about the worst case scenarios, and it is a bad one. If it's the worst case scenario, it could be a total disaster. It's not going to move quickly. It may not sit there for 5 days, but it is not going to move quickly. And most of the state of Louisiana could get 6 to 12 inches of rain. Some spots could get as many as 18 inches of rain, and everybody is, in fact, nervous. So that's the first bit of weather information of the day. There's others that I'll bring you as the day goes on, because some interesting things could happen in California as well. You know, I've been on this tangent for a year now, telling you that, in my opinion, I believe that California poses massive risk of earthquake. It's long overdue. History says it happens much more often than it's happened of late. We could be entering a period, based on science that I've studied, of major earthquake disruption in the Ring of Fire. California's in the Ring of Fire. And so for a lot of reasons, we worry about California. But I'll tell you a little bit later into the show why the worst reason of all has never been discussed in the mainstream media. There are six nuclear power plants sitting on the biggest earthquake fault in California. Six nuclear power plants. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But I'm going to jump back to politics, because that's still what this show is about. And there's a couple things we want to talk about. First of all, I'm a guy who's been warning again and again that China is in a bad position for a trade war right now, and that Trump has got China right where he wants him, and that this is such a brilliant chess move by Donald Trump. Right? You've heard me say it. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know I've said it many, many times. And so this headline pops up. World's largest supplier of consumer goods warns Chinese factories are in urgent and desperate shape. See, I've said all along that even though I'm just a small businessman, and even though my grandfather, Simon Reese, was just a small businessman, owned a little butcher shop with four butcher blocks, and I think he had six total employees. But he was a brilliant businessman, and he made a lot of money for a guy with a little butcher store with six employees. And he retired with a lot of money by small businessman standards. Good businessman. And he always told me, rule number one, customer is always right. Rule number two, if the customer is wrong, refer back to rule number one. That was my grandfather's advice. Customer is always right. We are the customer of China, and China is the business. Without us, there is no business. We can live without them. There's always somebody else selling what China sells, but they can't live without us. You can't go replace America's consumers. And so I have argued in event after event after event, I'm always the only one who makes the argument, that Donald Trump is brilliant, the trade war is brilliant, China's ripped us off all these years, stop being a bunch of wussies. Just go ahead and stick with Trump, and I'm telling you, we'll bring China to its knees. And people think I'm nuts, and I'm right. The largest supplier of consumer goods in the world, China's Li and Feng, has said that Chinese factories are becoming urgent and desperate as U.S. retailers move out of the country amid the ongoing trade war. And according to Bloomberg, more factory shutdowns are likely to follow as the trade war continues. Companies like Li and Feng Limited, which designs, sources, and transports consumer goods from Asia for some of the world's biggest retailers, are being pushed by the American clients to shift production out of China. The chief executive officer, Spencer Fung, said U.S. clients are definitely very, very worried. Everyone's making razor-thin margins already. Most people have a huge percentage in China. So if the biggest source increases the price by 25%, they are worried. And so what's happening is China is coming to its knees. Donald Trump has done it again. Great job. Congratulations, President Trump. Also, as far as winning, the S&P 500 breaks 3,000 today for the first time in history. Another great stock market day. The stock market index, the S&P 500, gained 0.6% to break 3,000 for the first time ever, as the energy and tech sectors outperformed. The NASDAQ composite also at an all-time high, rising 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up to 195 points to a record, led by Chevron and American Express. In spite of all the efforts by the Federal Reserve, everything they did to keep interest rates at zero for 8 years of Obama, everything they did to ease money and put money and drop money all over the stock market and make it go up for 8 years for Obama. And then when Trump becomes president, raise rates. I believe it's been 8 times. That's what it sounds like when you raise rates 8 times. They're putting a headwind up for Trump, and it can't stop him. It doesn't make a difference. In spite of the efforts by the Fed to kill the Trump economy, the markets just keep going up. Every time the markets reach a new high, the Fed increases rates. And this is after the Fed gave Obama the most accommodating Fed rates ever. And today, Powell, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, hinted he may lower rates. And the stock market went way up again. Another big day, big victory for President Trump. You know, Kip Herridge is the resident economist for this show. I love Kip. He understands money and markets better than anyone I've ever met in my life. And Kip will tell you, and he did tell me in today's newsletter, that Jerome Powell basically said it's not even a question. Interest rates will be cut. Interest rates will absolutely positively be cut. And the result is that it'll be, in Kip's mind, Kip Herridge, my economic guru, one of the great stock market runs in history and one of the great runs for gold in history. More good news for President Trump and fans of Trump. You know, the British ambassador denigrated Trump, said terrible things about Trump. Oh, he's an idiot. He's a pompous ass. Well, guess who basically got fired today? He was forced to walk the plank. The pompous British ambassador to the U.S. who disparaged Trump resigns in shame. British buffoon and ambassador to the U.S. Kim Darroch resigned today. This comes after cables were leaked of him bashing Trump. British ambassador to the U.S. no more. As usual, all these never-Trumpers lose their careers, lose their radio shows, lose their TV shows, lose their ratings even if they keep their shows, or lose their jobs. It's always Trump who wins in the end. You ever notice that? President Trump tweeted after the leaked cables were released, saying how much he hated Trump and that stuff. Trump was a very stupid guy and a pompous fool. And Trump said, handled. I told Theresa May how to do that deal, but she went her own foolish way, wasn't able to get it done, a disaster. I don't know the ambassador, but I've been told he's a pompous fool. Tell him the USA now is the best economy and military anywhere in the world by far. And they're both only getting bigger, better, and stronger. Thank you, Mr. President. Trump wrote that. Thank you, Mr. President. In any case, the ambassador is done, gone. Have a nice life. Some believe that the leaks were a means to soften the blow when the real crimes come out about how the UK attempted to overthrow the U.S. election. George Papadopoulos has been a frequent guest at our show. Tweeted out today, the UK knows the President and Congress read and know about the UK's interference in the 2016 election and are now trying to get ahead of the declassified info that's going to hit the headlines. The UK is nothing more than a hindrance to U.S. interests in this new era. Good comment from Papadopoulos. And House Democrats today used Obama-era photo to promote kids in cages hearing, and then they deleted the tweet when they got called out. So they used a photo of kids in cages, and it was Obama's kids in cages. It was Obama who was president of the United States when the picture was taken. Isn't that bizarre? They're just such frauds. House Democrats have deleted a tweet featuring children in border detention facilities that was being used to promote a hearing about kids in cages after being put on blast for using a photo that was taken during the Obama administration. It's the same thing with that parade the other day, the military parade that Trump put on. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. It made you proud to be an American, right? And Trump now says he wants it to be an every year thing for whoever's president of the United States forevermore. Well, I guarantee you, if Trump loses in 20, which he won't, if he does, there's no more country. But if then he's over, right, in 24, he can't be president anymore, he'll be a new president. And if that happens to be a Democrat, they will preside over the same parade. They will show twice as many military vehicles. They will have four times the flyovers. And they will say, isn't the Democrat president a wonderful guy? But when Trump does it, oh, my God, he's Stalin. Oh, my God, he's Mussolini. Whatever Obama did was okay. Trump does the same thing. It's not okay. It's a crime. Joke. Absolute joke. Illegal immigrant families separated under the Obama administration stage a sit-in at Biden campaign headquarters today. Isn't that funny? The families of illegal immigrants who were separated under the Obama administration had a sit-in at Joe Biden's Philadelphia campaign headquarters in protest of deportations and detentions that occurred while Obama was president and Biden was vice president. They refused to leave till the candidate agrees to apologize and bring back illegal immigrants who were deported under the last two administrations. Philadelphia immigrant families whose loved ones were among the 3 million deported while former VP Biden was in the White House will take over Biden campaign headquarters in Philadelphia on Wednesday, meaning today. They allege the Democratic Party has been complicit in a bipartisan attack on the immigrant community and deporting illegal aliens, which of course they view as a terrible thing. Now, first of all, I don't view it as a terrible thing. I view it as a wonderful thing. You're illegal. Get the hell out of my country. But it's just funny that when Obama and Biden did it, nobody had a problem with it. When Trump does it, it's the worst thing in the whole world. And when we get back, an appeals court gives Trump a huge win in a big lawsuit. And so much more, including six major problems of Bill Clinton's statement on Jeffrey Epstein. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Boostar medicated ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Boostar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Boostar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Boostar in the first aid section. Feel Boostar work fast or your money back.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limo! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Roots, War, Raw and Unfiltered. The new name of our national radio and national TV show starting on July 15th, 5 days from now. Countdown to the new name, War, Raw, and Unfiltered. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Newsmax TV. Reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. In the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor in the country at Cold Trump Land. This is War. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist. I love this country and I love capitalism. And I am American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's not my job, to fight for illegals. Coming to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. Ed Stoltz gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. Fred Weinberg gave me my shot in national syndication. Thank you, Fred. It's the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. They have the naming rights to the studio. Fordham Resources, main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning they're a stock. You can buy them. FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M. FordhamResources.com. Ticker symbol FTMR. We are the most caller-friendly show in America. We'll take calls anytime. Call toll-free from anywhere in the 50 states. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. My website, where it all starts, it all ends, it all begins, it all my opinions are there. Roots4America.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, and you can find me at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. So this entire scandal involving Jeffrey Epstein is about Bill Clinton. And the media is in the biggest cover-up I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it. Front page of every story about this involves Trump. Trump's got nothing to do with this. Trump kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago, Trump's country club, many years ago because the complaints were coming in from his members. The guy was ogling young girls. Ogling? Is that the right word? Ogling? Ogling? He was staring at young girls. He was eyeballing young girls. He was grabbing at young girls. Trump was nauseated by it, kicked him out. Here's a guy that hates Epstein and banned him from his club, but they're making it like it's Trump scandal. And yet a pilot logs, the pilot logs of the trips, the plane trips on Epstein's plane called the Lolita Express. Can you imagine that name? Can you imagine the arrogance and the cojones of this guy to name his plane while he's molesting young girls, Lolita Express? And the pilot logs reveal almost every time Bill Clinton flew, 27 times, by the way, on the Lolita Express, there were underage girls on the plane. Oh, no, this isn't Bill Clinton's scandal. No, of course not. I mean, you got to be kidding me. It's a massive Clinton scandal. Massive Clinton scandal. It's not a Trump scandal. It's got nothing to do with Trump. Trump barred Jeffrey Epstein from Mar-a-Lago over a sexual assault. Jeffrey Epstein turned Trump's Mar-a-Lago into another of his hunting grounds for young girls, leading Trump to bar him from the Florida resort. Trump allegedly banned Epstein from his Mar-a-Lago club because Epstein sexually assaulted a girl at the club, according to papers filed in Florida as part of an ongoing legal battle between Epstein and Bradley Edwards, who represented many of Epstein's underage accusers in civil suits. Filing is dated April of 2011. The same filing also cites an underage Jane Doe's allegation that Epstein's girlfriend turned pal, Ghislaine Maxwell, recruited her at Mar-a-Lago to be the couple's sex slave. The president said, I knew him like everybody else in Palm Beach knew him. I had a falling out a long time ago, I'd say 15 years ago. I'm not a fan of his. That I could tell you. So here's an article by Aaron Klein. He says six major problems with Bill Clinton's statement on Jeffrey Epstein. Number one, Clinton's statement claims a total of four trips on Epstein's private jet amid widespread reports of many more trips. Breitbart quotes it at 27. Clinton's statement leaves out the former president was on the airplane with Epstein himself. Clinton's statement claims that Secret Service detail was present on every leg of every trip. Numerous reports allege Clinton ditched his assigned Secret Service agents on many of those trips. Clinton's statement does not mention some of the trips reportedly encompassed multiple legs with several other possible flights. Clinton denies traveling to Epstein's so-called Orgy Island. One Epstein accuser disputes this claim. Clinton has a long history of credibility issues in his claims about mistreatment of women. Obviously, Clinton has problems here. When we get back, so much more to talk about. Lots of judges ruling against Trump. All of them bad guys appointed by Obama. And, of course, U.S. soccer, women's soccer.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, well, we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at a press conference in Washington, D.C., Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is glad that Jeffrey Epstein is now facing new federal charges in New York for sex trafficking underage girls.
They brought these charges based on new evidence against Jeffrey Epstein, who is now a registered sex offender.
And this is a very, very good thing.
Acosta also spent part of that press conference defending a plea deal that he helped broker with Epstein in 2008 when he was a U.S. attorney in Florida. Speaking in Washington, D.C., President Trump is talking about making moves aimed at revamping the nation's organ transplant and kidney dialysis systems. The president says an executive order will bring new hope to millions of Americans who have kidney disease.
In 2017, kidney disease was the ninth leading cause of death in the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And as all of you know who listen to the show on a regular basis, I can give a personal pitch for Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for the medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. All four of my kids are members. It's my third year. I saved $18,000 in year one, $18,000 in year two, $18,000 in year three, $54,000 total. Plus, they reimbursed $2,000 out of a $2,500 dental bill for my son. I had three doctor visits in late 18, and all three doctors took Liberty Health Share, no fee for any of them, not even a copay. And then I got kidney stones in 2019, early February this year. Liberty paid for the entire bill, the doctor, the anesthesiologist, the surgeon, everybody. Very cool. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. It's my cost in loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. Hard to talk and listen perfectly at all times. I'm pretty good at it, but I heard Chris talking to me. He's our guest here, Tom Fitton. We got him. Beautiful. All right. I love when a plan comes together. The president of the Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton, is with us. They promote transparency, accountability, and integrity in government. They are fighting for us, the citizens and taxpayers of the United States, against the D.C. swamp and the deep state. The web address is judicialwatch.org, and Tom Fitton has become a rock star. What's happening, Tom? You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Good to be with you. Thanks for the great introduction.
Look, you are a rock star because you are, you know, look, you're fighting every day against forces that are so difficult. The D.C. swamp, the deep state, all the government agencies, they must all hate you. I don't know how you do it every day. I don't know how you aren't concerned about your life. I mean, you are fighting bad people and embarrassing them. Do you ever worry that your life could be on the line?
No, I worry getting into cabs and getting on the metro. But, you know, those are the sorts of everyday urban worries. you know, look.
All right, you don't want to get into that question.
You know, we're battling generally against loser bureaucrats and corrupt politicians. And
all right, you don't think it's James. You don't think it's James Bond. They're just kind of. You don't think it's James Bond. You just think they're nerdy, power hungry government bureaucrats, and that's it. I got it. All right, Mueller's congressional testimony.
That stuff is for TV.
All right. I hope so. Let's keep it there. Good. Keep you safe. Yeah. Mueller's congressional testimony is next week, and you believe Mueller needs to be questioned about misconduct. Tell us what you mean.
Well, assuming he testifies at all, because I just think it's a part of a game to further harass the president with more abuses and abusing his authority to target him. But he needs to be asked a bunch of questions, Wayne. I'm sure you had a few of your own.
Yes, I did.
You know, why did you take the job to investigate how the FBI position became available that you applied for? I mean, how is that not a conflict?
Right.
Why did you continue on your job once you find out that Comey had illegally leaked material to get you the job? Why couldn't you find any Republicans to work for you? Why did you hide the fact that Strzok and Page were anti-Trump fanatics? Why did you fire them and hide that from the American people for 4 months? And when did you find out there was no collusion, and why didn't you tell us immediately?
Right. I was about to say to you that my big one would be, didn't you know there was no collusion before the midterm elections, and yet you waited after? Isn't that Mueller interference? Didn't you single-handedly help hand the election to the Democratic Party? Because if you had exonerated Trump before the midterms, I think the Republican Party would have won the House, would have kept the House. So I think that's called Mueller interference. Forget about Russian interference.
That's a fair point. And why didn't you investigate Clinton's connections to the Russians? Why didn't you? First of all, she got a bunch of money from the Russians, both personally and through the foundation. And then secondly, she, by their own admission, were working with Russia intel to compile this infamous dossier against President Trump. How is that not interference in the election?
Right.
Allow it going through the Clintons to get out this Russian fake news, which is what they specialize in, You know, Wayne, you know, in many ways I'm thinking about, you know, when thinking about this, this is, you're old enough to remember when Reagan won.
Of course.
And how they suggested that he stole the election by working with the Iranians to time the release of the hostages in a way.
I do remember that. I do.
Not getting any credit. So, you know, this is nothing new for the establishment class here in Washington, D.C., and we're all supposed to pretend that Mueller's investigation was legit. In part, it was part of this effort to really remove the president from office improperly by making up allegations of foreign interference and conspiracies that they knew didn't exist. And it's not the first time they've done it. This is what we need to remind people.
Well, it's just, it's classic Solinsky, right? Whatever you're guilty of, look in the mirror. When you see it, blame the other guy. And so they were the ones that had the Russian interference, not us. But I'd also like to point out, there's been all kinds of interference in elections. I don't get why. Let's just assume there really was massive Russian interference. Isn't there interference by America in everybody else's elections? I mean, Obama tried to knock Netanyahu out of office. That's a fact. He had boots on the ground. He used, to my knowledge, American taxpayer money to fund boots on the ground to defeat Netanyahu. And Obama campaigned for Brexit. And Obama campaigned in France for the current leader of France. Obama campaigned in Canada for the current leader of Canada. All liberals. He was always fighting for the liberal. I don't get why that's not considered American interference. There's probably Chinese interference, just like there's Russian interference, just like there's French interference. We know there was UK interference,
Saudi,
right?
Interference, Qatarian interference,
Iranian
interference.
You could argue that Iran.
Interference.
Right. You could argue, right. Iran desperately needed Obama's successor, Hillary, to win the election because they wanted to keep the Iran treaty. So they didn't want Trump. So, I mean, I'm sure all of them tried.
But let's take a step back. I don't think we can trust anything the Obama administration and, frankly, the Mueller investigation has to say about, quote, Russia interference, unquote, in these elections.
Right.
It was all a game. It looks like the intelligence community assessment that we're all supposed to fall down whenever it's mentioned. We can't trust that. So the Russians may or may not have interfered in the elections, and I'm not ruling that out because, as you point out, that's what the Russians do.
Right.
But the idea that they were doing it with the specific goal of electing Trump, that's an open question. The idea they were doing it at all, I don't trust them to even tell us the details of it because of the politicized nature of the investigation. And they were out to try to make a case against Trump, and who knows what facts were spun or made up out of whole cloth to justify that case. We can't presume anything as a given with respect to the Russians and the elections, other than the fact there's no evidence any American knowingly colluded with the Russians to interfere in our election.
Now, you're a very busy guy, and you don't sit around reading Wainwright's columns, and I'm a very busy guy, and I don't always sit around or get a chance to see Tom Fitton's columns, but I know that I love your stuff, and hopefully you'd love mine if you read it. All I could tell you, Tom, is I've written for 2 years now that Trump was spied on, and there was unmasking going on, and there were 50 other crimes going on, and all of them had to be orchestrated by Obama. Don't tell me the FBI and the CIA and the DOJ, all of them, the NSA and the FISA courts, everybody did what they were doing, oblivious to whether Obama approved or not. You don't think Obama was the middle of all of it? So how do you ever prosecute Obama? It seems to me he is the most corrupt president in history that no one's willing to prosecute.
Well, I half jokingly say he still can be impeached.
I've seen legal talk, and he can be. You can impeach a president after he gets out of office. It can happen.
Yeah, the punishment would be, based on my understanding, and I know some scholars may disagree, is that impeachment's obviously a political process, so they can impeach anyone they want. The question is, would he be convicted in the Senate? What would be the charge? Or what would be the punishment? The punishment would be an eligibility for future public service or position of public trust.
Well, the punishment is your legacy.
The point is, Obama's conduct needs to be at issue here. I think we agree on that. And no one, the journalists that are supposedly the watchdogs of our democracy, aren't asking Obama these tough questions. Certainly Congress is never going to do that. Why didn't Mueller ask him anything?
Well, they're not asking any questions. I mean, they've got pictures on the on the House floor of children in cages, and they were pictures from the Obama administration. And Democrats are flouting them as if Trump's the one who did it. Nobody ever cared when Obama did it, and he did it in much higher numbers than Trump. So, I mean, this is never going to change. It's a fraudulent media that never asks a tough question and never makes an accusation against a Democrat and takes a speeding ticket by a Republican and demands the death penalty. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
It's an anti-conservative media, and I don't even call them journalists anymore. I call these groups like the Washington Post and NBC liberal advocacy groups. It doesn't mean they sometimes don't engage in journalism, but their core function is liberal advocacy. They're a liberal advocacy group the way that Judicial Watch is a conservative group. And we do a lot of great journalism. You're talking, well, frankly, more honest journalism than they do, because we're not, we don't let the our ideology get in the way of our analysis of what's before our eyes. And what's before our eyes is the worst government corruption scandal in American history. It involved not only government officials, but political candidates like Hillary Clinton. It involved the White House. And yes, it involved many
and Obama. Hey, Tom, we got to run. Of course, Obama. Tom, we got to run. Tom Fitton, judicialwatch.org. Thanks for all you do, man. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com, and regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our debt reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our debt reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-274-9490. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the debt reset program can work for you. 800-274-9490. That's 800-274-9490. 800-274-9490.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
War now. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Big event coming up on July 18th here in Las Vegas. The Emerald at Queens Ridge, located in Summerlin. The event coordinator, T.K. Crabb, put it all together. She's the gal who got Texas Governor Greg Abbott to Las Vegas 2 months ago. Very big achievement for the Lincoln Day dinner for the Republican Party. And now she got Candace Owens, who is known as probably one of the best and most charismatic and most beautiful spokesmen for black Republican spokesmen. She is kind of the inventor of Blexit, the black exit from the Democratic Party plantation, as they say. And she's created lots of headlines and lots of controversy all over this country. Candace Owens, and she's coming to Vegas. The event is actually called, and I'm just trying to turn the page to find out the name here, An Evening with Candace Owens. There we go. My fingers would not comply with my brain. An Evening with Candace Owens. The sponsor is Win-Win Real Estate. And Candace Owens coming here, Wayne Allen Root, that's me, will be the opening speaker and the introducer of Candace Owens. And I'm very honored and thrilled to be on the same dais as one of the great black Republican spokesmen in the United States of America. I think she's doing a good job. As a matter of fact, probably my opening speech will be about the fact that the CEO of Black Entertainment Television, BET, Robert Johnson, is cooperating with all of us. He's making the case that has to be made. You know, I'm the guy who believes in Jexit. All Jews have to leave the Democratic Party. I'm the perfect guy to introduce Blexit, the gal who believes that all blacks should leave the Democratic Party. And Robert Johnson's a good example for both of us. You know, there's a guy who's been a lifelong Democrat. There's a guy who was a big supporter of the Clintons and Hillary Clinton in 2016. There's a guy who's given millions of dollars to the Democratic Party. And he's announced the Democratic Party's moved too far to the left. He can't support him anymore, and he won't be supporting any candidate for president unless somebody new appears out of the blue. And also, the Trump's done a great job with the economy, and he gives the Trump economy an A+. All good signs, I'm telling you. You got to wake up, folks. Black Latino, Jewish, I don't care. You got to wake up. Democratic Party ain't for you. They're not fighting for you. In any case, come to this event with Candace Owens. I'm very interested. I've never seen her speak. I'm very excited to get first chance to see Candace Owens in action. VIP doors open at 5:30 for photo ops, and then hors d'oeuvres 6 to 7. At 7 o'clock, doors open for the regular tickets, and the event will start at 7:15. All you do is go to Eventbrite, Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E, type in an evening with Candace Owens, click on the tickets, put in the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. July 18th, Emerald to Queens Ridge, located in Summerlin section of Las Vegas. Go to Eventbrite, type in an evening with Candace Owens, click on tickets, and put in the promo code ROOT, and you're on your way. So a second judge rejects the Justice Department's request to change census lawyers. All Trump wants to do is make an argument in court why there's got to be a census question, excuse me, a citizenship question on the census, and they won't allow him to change his legal team. He wants a new legal team that will be better able to argue about it. And a federal judge rejected the Department of Justice's bid to swap attorneys working on the case. Second judge in as many days. Last one was an Obama appointee. This one's Judge George Hazel, and he's an Obama appointee. He writes that he agrees with the other judge's well-reasoned order, rejecting the Trump administration's proposed change in legal team, saying a shift in counsel at this late stage may be disruptive to a complicated and expedited case. Really? So in America, you're not allowed to have justice anymore. Justice is banned. If you're a Republican and you want the best lawyers representing you and making your case, you can't have it. Can you imagine what's going on in this country? They are trying to fix the process. No matter what Trump does, he can't win. It's an absolute travesty. It's insanity that you allow people to do this. And this gives you some idea, by the way, of where we are in this country. Ilhan Omar, as if anyone cares what she thinks, calls for an ad boycott of Tucker Carlson over white supremacist rhetoric. She takes fair criticism of her, she calls fair criticism of her past statements hate speech, and wants an ad boycott against Fox News host Tucker Carlson, who's on TV opposite me on Newsmax TV at 8 o'clock. He's on Fox News at 8 Eastern Time. He called out her anti-American attitude on the show, and she says Fox News is now giving a nightly platform to white supremacist rhetoric. It's dangerous. Advertisers should not be underwriting hate speech. Shortly after Tucker's Tuesday segment, Omar gloated that racist fool Carlson was weeping over the fact she's a member of Congress. But Carlson criticized Omar not because of her race, but over a frequent divisive and anti-American remarks, including how she said the country was founded on genocide and her downplaying the 9/11 attacks as some people did something. Tucker said in Omar's version, America wasn't the big-hearted country that saved her from a brutal war in a bleak refugee camp. It wasn't a meritocracy that helped her attend college or vaulted her into Congress. Instead, it was the country that failed to live up to its founding ideals, a place that had disappointed her and immigrants, refugees, and minorities like her. Omar isn't disappointed in America. She's enraged by it. Virtually every public statement she makes accuses America of bigotry and racism. This is an immoral country, she says. She has contempt for the United States. That should worry you, not just because Omar is now a sitting member of Congress. Omar is living proof that the way we practice immigration has become dangerous to this country. Good statement, Tucker. You may be on opposite me, but I'm on your team. Can you imagine the left has nothing else to do except go after your advertisers? So why aren't we doing the exact same thing? Go after the advertisers on communist MSNBC and CNN. Go after Rachel Maddow's advertisers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One.